Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, once again, of course, you've got some in the press saying that somehow the statements by the U.S. government, especially President Biden, in regards to the fact that there could be other casualties, was somehow a harsh statement. Well, then you had, of course, you had John Kirby, I think, shut that whole notion down with the idea that, no, who's being harsh? What is harsh? Wasn't it harsh for the Hamas terrorist organization to come across the border and then do these atrocities, murders, rapes, hostage taking, just a widespread killing? That wasn't harsh. So it's harsh when we talk about the realities of what will happen because war was brought to Israel. That's really rich, isn't it, folks? Folks, welcome to the program. It is the Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Our telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. And if you'd like to call in and opine, also if you want to go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, that's my home website, you can send us a direct message. If you'd like to send us something to talk about with Denise Simon, for example, who we'll be talking with here in just a few moments. So you can go over and do that. You can also find me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and also on X, which is, of course, is Twitter. We got links over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. And I appreciate Mark in Clearwater, I believe, also letting us know that there might be some issues this morning coming out of AM860. He went over to GCNlive.com, says the audio is sounding good there. So we're going to pass that on as soon as we can. We appreciate that. Mary in St. Pete also let us know that there could have been an issue earlier as well. So we do appreciate that. That's one of the great things about our listenership is that if something's not exactly right, they will let us know so we can get it cleared up as soon as possible. So thanks again. All right, folks, without further ado, let's head back over to the telephone line where we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience as well. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Well, you know, I tell you, the Iran saying that the U.S. is not going to escape the fire. That sounds pretty dramatic, doesn't it? Are they just, you know, what are they smoking over there?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, if they say it, we ought to listen. They may not carry through as aggressively as they threaten, but nonetheless, they're on our land here in New York at the United Nations making these threats. So if that's the way they're going to behave, then we have some things that we need to do to punish Iran. But the question is this administration going to do it? And I say no. We've tried everything. The Biden administration is carrying on exactly the way the Obama administration did, trying to normalize relations and make the mullahs, Tehran, citizens of the world. It's not going to work. They're never going to be that. And they just won't accept that.
Well, indeed.
And something also tells me that John Kerry is very involved in all this, too. So,
You know, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's so absurd. You know, haven't we heard the last of John Kerry and, you know, his ridiculous ideas? You know, it doesn't come across as you know, serious, and you know, we're building the future. It seems like we're almost kind of we're giving away the future when it comes to how we're dealing with Iran overall.
Well, you know, John Kerry, he was, you know, the grand marshal of the rebuilding of the relationships or whatever he was doing with Iran during the Obama administration. He's never gone away. Now under the Biden administration, he is the climate change czar, which I think we ought to defund. But, you know, here we are, and now you've got Governor Newsom that decides he's going to go over to China and talk about climate change. Well, why would he want to do that if you've got a czar that's doing it?
Well, because he wants to be the boss of the czar now, right? He'll be the top czar, and John Kerry will have to report to him at some point.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the whole idea of the existential threats. You know, it's right now, Iran could, you know, perpetrate something, not in a full-scale military attack that would take on our forces directly, per se, but Denise, could they precipitate some other kind of operations here in the United States as to be retaliatory, basically?
We already have the enemy within. I mean, we've got Iranian operatives already here in the United States. Some of them are actually working in the Department of Defense and over at the State Department. So that's where we are.
Well, indeed. And, you know, Iran basically said, you know, we weren't going to escape the fire if the war in Gaza continued. But, you know, we wouldn't be having a war in Gaza if it wasn't for Iran backing and help to train. Because I have a note here about the Hamas operatives or fighters, terrorists, actually being trained in Iran proper.
500 of them.
And so Iran had nothing to do with this then? You know?
And it was the Wall Street Journal that actually did the work on that one.
Indeed.
So we're actually getting better information out of the Wall Street Journal than we're getting out of our own government.
Exactly. Denise Simon, hold on there real quick because we're going to see everybody on the other side here real quick. We're going to pay a couple of bills and be right back with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Well, an economic strategist warns that the U.S. consumer could be walking off a cliff. Well, I sure hope not, but we're going to be asking, of course, Chris Markowski about that when we come up to about the top of the hour here during hour number three. But right now, of course, we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and of course the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, if you'd like to call in, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in if you have a question for Denise this morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Well, you know, again, you know, we see these things happening in the Middle East. We know that Iran could, you know, take some kind of precipitous action, but it seems to me like the idea is to provoke the United States on multiple fronts. This is why not only, of course, we've got what's going on in Ukraine, which we arguably haven't heard much about because of the events in Israel, but we also have China and North Korea. We've got Putin. We now, of course, have the Iranian regime. Everybody's sort of vying, you know, I think, to make things really difficult for the United States and maybe stretch us thin, not just diplomatically, but everywhere else.
You know, What is it that Einstein said? You keep doing the same thing over and over again, expect a different result. At what point, I mean, shall we go all the way back to the Iranian hostage crisis?
Right.
You know, at what point are we going to actually deal with Iran?
That's a really good question. Well, and again, that's why Americans, especially, we have Americans right now who are being held hostage by Hamas. And they better figure out pretty darn quick that Americans don't like this idea of Americans being taken hostage. We will do something about it.
Well, and that's it. And, you know, nobody wants to go to war. Nobody does. But, you know, there's war has a different look to it today than it did, you know, in Vietnam and so forth. So it doesn't – there's a lot of things that we can do to bring Iran to its knees once and for all. And it's just – it defies logic that we're not doing it. You know, we put sanctions – we hear this term – I'm going to hold them accountable. What does accountable mean? You know, what's the consequence? You know, not a lot of people like Lindsey Graham, and there's a whole bunch of reasons to not like him. But he came out a week and a half ago, and he said we should take out both of Iran's oil refineries. Well, I happen to agree with that. Do it.
Well, I mean, but the concept is there in terms of what do you do? In other words, what is the price? What's the currency that Iran has in order to curtail these kinds of actions? You know, once I think the American people really start to see that this has been going on for a couple of years, perhaps, in terms of the planning for that October 7th attack, that the American people will say, yes, we have to actually do something that's significant to cripple Iran.
What do we do about a country that hates a good bit of the rest of the world? You know? And how much money have we expended in defense and through diplomatic operations or decisions because of Iran in, you know, just the last 25 years? I mean, I don't even know what that number is.
Well, but right.
It's got to be huge. Why are we still doing it? Why haven't we solved the problem?
Well, that's a really good question. Do you think it might have, because, you know, we had a story just earlier before we were talking with you this morning, and that is that Biden's approval rating has gone down like 11 points in the last month with Democrats, and they attribute a lot of this to the fact that he's had a very unequivocal, you know, public stance for Israel. And, you know, it looks like, well, more people are more sympathetic with the Palestinians, in the grand sense. So, you know, is it just that the administration or politicians in general are just afraid to actually do something big for fear that it's going to hurt them politically?
Well, look, I mean, it is complicated. I do absolutely agree. This whole mess is complicated because the two biggest advocates for Iran and that are anti-Israel is Turkey and Qatar. Now, there's chatter about throwing Turkey out of the United Nations. Is it, you know, nobody agrees with that more than I do, but it isn't that simple. You know, as I mentioned the other day, I think one of the first things I do would be, or not the United Nations, but NATO. One of the first things I do would be change the name of the United Nations because it's not United anymore. I think we can agree with that one. And then, you know, we can't, and United, we can't get NATO united either. Germany is a problem. And they've been a problem for a long time. So it one thing leads, it cascades. One thing leads to several others. But, you know, and a lot of people don't like foreign policy. They want to, you know, come back to, you know, America and fix our problems here.
Right.
Well, I get it. I absolutely get it. But, so much, billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars leave our shores for other countries. And if that's what the State Department is supposed to be part of. Diplomatically, we're supposed to, you know, stabilize the world under American values, whatever they are anymore. And it's clearly the most unstable place that there is. And then, of course, you have China. And I would argue that since the Obama administration, and including the Trump administration, we didn't do enough to punish China either. And so China, I mean, we actually, you know, give them aid. We give them, you know, financial support. Figure that one out.
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly. And well, it just seems to me too, Denise, that, you know, the asymmetrical warfare is the thing of the future, as we've been seeing. You know, really, the future, I guess, started 20 some years ago with the 9/11 attacks. This idea of hitting your enemy, quote unquote, you know, the enemy, I guess, being us to the terrorist groups, but hitting them in a different way, not having to have a full fledged military force, conventional, for lack of a better term, attack. But this is what lies ahead for us. So how do you really cut the head off the Tehran's, hydra, as it were, and make them and stop them?
Well, it would be the economically would be the first thing. The collapse of the Soviet Union was because of Reagan. He went to the oil companies and said, for a short-term basis, we need you to lower the price of the oil per barrel on the world stage. So the Soviet Union can't compete. And that's what happened. And that was really the reason. They were losing so much money, Soviet Union was, when they invaded Afghanistan. and then I think it was, who was it, Charlie Wilson? You know, Congress couldn't do it, so he went around and found some private money. Found a bunch of stingers, went over to Afghanistan, gave the stingers, otherwise known as man pads, to the Northern Alliance, and that was the reason they were losing so much aircraft and tanks and so forth. Well, I haven't heard one person here lately talk about man pads or stingers.
Right.
Yeah,
it's really
a quagmire.
It is a quagmire. And I tell you what, we're going to hear the music here just coming up, I think. Denise, hold on, because when we come back from the break, folks, we got a lot more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we are getting some more messages about some issues, it looks like, in the Tampa area. We are passing those on. Go to GCNLive.com or KyleWarrenShow.com for links to GCN. You can pick up the stream there as well. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard has joined the search for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. According to NBC News, they've deployed both sea and air resources. Lewiston, Maine residents remain in lockdown as authorities search for a suspected mass shooter. Senator Angus King calls it a dark day in Maine after the shooting that killed 18 and injured 13.
It's just been awful. We've got schools closed, colleges locked down. The manhunt has expanded.
Despite high gun ownership, Maine has low gun crime rate. The shooting took place in a Lewiston bowling alley and bar. The suspect, 40-year-old Robert Cart, is at large and considered armed and dangerous. U.S. forces in the Middle East are encountering attacks from militias with ties to Iran. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked at least 12 separate times in Iraq, 4 separate times in Syria.
Dave Collins, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are racing across your radio dial this morning here on the program. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition of the show. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. We're going to get right back here in just a moment to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. I want to give a shout out and thanks to Christine. And as we talked with Mark, heard from Mark rather earlier. And then also we heard from Mary in St. Pete. They are trying to track down whatever issue there may be in the transmission, and so they're definitely aware of it, on top of it. And again, we thank you for letting us know if there's ever an issue so that we can get the technical folks on it who know how to deal with that stuff. And so again, thanks again to everybody. We appreciate it. And I got to tell you, that's the kind of listenership, as I said, that we have out there. So once again, we do thank you. All right, let's head back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, hello. I think the technical issues are the same ones I have, which is Spectrum.
Interesting, yeah, because you told me earlier your internet was having trouble earlier.
Yeah, still is.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, but you're a trooper, though. Yeah, you're dialing in this morning a different way. But that's what we do in radio, too. We had an outage on our main phones the other night, but we have a backup for that. And that's just the radio business sometimes, isn't it? But we keep going.
The technology's great when it works.
When it works. Exactly right. Well, speaking of technology, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the ways that we can go after Iran is by technologically crippling them in some other way, shape, or form. You know, through the Stuxnet virus that was so effective before. Because it's so important, Denise, isn't it, that something be done to make sure Iran can't keep progressing.
Well, you know, that's right. That's part of, I've mentioned Stuxnet Part 2 a couple of times. That's part of hybrid warfare, which then goes over to economic warfare. And, you know, otherwise known as electronic warfare. And, you know, we have to be careful, because, you know, we rely on all things cyber here too.
Right.
So it's kind of a tit for tat kind of deal.
Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and let's take a quick call here. I think this is Bob in Sarasota. Is that correct? Bob, are you there?
Yeah, Backgammon Bob.
Hey, Backgammon Bob. All right. So what's your question for Denise?
You were talking about when you talk about Israel has to do Iran, we have to say something. There has to, rather than just generalized words, you know, threatening. Well, we're going to take action of some kind. They have to threaten specific consequences and then follow up on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Israel were to say, look, we're going to level Tehran if you don't do something, whether they meant it or not, the point is that might draw some action. And I think that's why Reagan got some things done on that. But there has to be a threat of direct action. All right. What do you think?
Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
The list is pretty long. I'm not sure of all of the technical capabilities that the United States has. So it would be hard for me to pick one over the other until I knew what the menu of items of options were or are. I think we could save a lot of heartache, a lot of money, a lot of lives, and enhance global security, if you will, if we would just do something other than what we do. And I'm not sure what all those things are, but, you know, we're not in a good place. The world's not in a good place. And I would say we have a commander in chief that's in not a very good place. I mean, you just mentioned
I think it very well wouldn't surprise me if they're not planning something in the United States, because all the people they've got here and they could have gotten in here and stuff would not surprise me
precisely.
At all.
Precisely.
Indeed, yeah.
And I think we just have to if it comes to us, or whether it comes to Israel, and maybe Israel is best to try first, but I think Israel has to say, look, if you don't do this, there are going to be some severe consequences, and this is what they are, A, B, C, and D, you know?
Well, I got a quick question for you, Denise, on that, and that is, let's just say that would be in the offing. If that would be in the offing, what would Russia and China do as a result of that, do you think?
Here's the thing. If we do nothing, which is kind of what we've been doing, I mean, the easy way out is just put some sanctions out there, which we don't enforce. So China and Russia are going, you know, the United States and the West or NATO, or, you know, they're kind of feckless. Well, not kind of. They are feckless. All right.
Russia and China are going to do a damn thing, because Russia and China are betting too. That's betting too high for them. Their stake in there is not worth. They're getting into a total conflict with us. They're not going to do anything. They're just betting too high.
If we really had a strong spine in NATO, because I think all the architecture is there, I think that we could apply the same things that NATO was created for to China. And then we killed two birds with one stone because NATO is there because of Russia. I've often said that I think we ought to include China as part of the opposite of what NATO is there for.
Mm-hmm.
So put them in there.
Well, I tell you what, Backgammon Bob, thanks so much for the call. We actually have another call holding on the line. So thanks again, Backgammon Bob.
One last quick thing to say, Kyle.
Sure.
Politicians talk are just like music these days. It's just noise.
Right, yeah, I think you're right. All right. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. We appreciate that. Okay, let's go ahead. Line three. You're on with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren here on the program this morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Tony, and I'm calling from Tampa.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing, Kyle and Denise? How are you? I just like to say this.
Good, thanks.
If African-Americans and Jewish people would stop voting Democrat, the Democrats would cease to exist. And without the Democrats, on an annual basis, we would have a 6.5% GDP.
Interesting.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tony in Tampa. And we heard from him not too long ago as well, so it's good to hear from him again. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
Look, I don't know if anybody caught the one-hour show last night with Sean Hannity interviewing our new speaker. And it was, by the way, commercial-free. If you hear him, he's very comfortable in his own skin, by the way. And, you know, he gets it when it comes to the Democrats and what they're doing. I mean, they're really destructive. And, you know, I don't think we've seen as much evidence as we have with what the Democrats do, how they plot and plan and destroy, as we did at the beginning when they went against the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. And it's been that way ever since. I mean, they've got powerful money, but they also take the direction from All Things Open Society, otherwise known as George Soros. Who has turned his empire over to his son, and I would argue his son's actually worse. But whatever that money wants, that money gets from the Democrat side.
Right.
And so that is also the part of enemies within. Mike Johnson said last night, it's destructive. There was a time that the Democrats and the Republicans, in principle, agreed on the same thing. We just had different methods of getting there. Now we don't agree on anything.
Right. And the division is greater than ever. There's no doubt about that. Well, Denise Simon. Yeah, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And you can head over there to founderscode.com, folks. You get all the links that you need to find out everything about Denise Simon, her great articles as well. Denise, thanks again. We'll talk to you on the weekend show.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, folks. We are rocking through the overnight hours this morning. Stay right there. A lot more coming up.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Well, we're not going to bed anytime soon, folks. We've got too many more things to tell you about, talk about this morning here on the program. We're glad to be with you, of course, and we have, of course, our brand new telephone lines that we have now had for about the last week and a half or so, which we're really happy about. So don't need to call the 877-969-8600 line, but you do want to call 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to be a part of the program. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can check out the Send Kyle direct message link right there, and other links there as well, including to my Facebook page, also to my Twitter. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, we've been getting some new followers lately too. We're really excited about that, and again, it's all happening right there at KyleWarrenShow.com. But welcome back to the Third Watch, because we are the place for news and politics in the overnight hours. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Taylor, and I believe Chris Markowski has the night off this morning. The night off this morning, does that make sense? Or the morning off tonight, I guess. Maybe we'll say it that way. But at any rate, we do see this particular issue coming from CNBC. The consumer is walking towards a cliff, according to a strategist. Trouble is brewing for the U.S. consumer, according to one strategist, and a substantial labor market downturn could kickstart a recession. Now, that's also incredibly ominous, isn't it? I think the U.S. consumer is walking towards a cliff, basically, says Chris Watling, chief executive of financial advisory firm Longview Economics. He talked to them at CNBC's Squawk Box earlier this week. He said that a slew of recent economic indicators has shown consumers are quickly running out of excess cash while household savings are coming under pressure. Well, you know, I'm not a financial genius in any stretch of the imagination, but I could have probably told you that only because we look around and we talk to our friends and we talk to our coworkers and we talk to our family members. Do you know anybody right now who wants to spend excessively? Do you know anybody who is not sort of holding on to the cash that they may already have stored away? Do you know anybody who's not looking to save money? And only because people see that, you know, the credit cards have been maxed, the price of everything has gone up because of the runaway inflation. Everybody knows that, well, tomorrow could be more expensive. And yes, I know gas has come down a little bit. And actually, here in Southern California, people were easily paying well over $6 a gallon. You know, $6.15, $6, you know, 20 or 30 cents. And I think on my way home yesterday, I saw it was back to about $5.79 a gallon in that area. And it does vary from station to station, depending on the area that you might be in, and so forth. It varies a little bit, not totally significant, you know, but you say, well, I could save 10 cents a gallon if I go to the other station. I know over a tank of gas, it's not comparatively all that much. But gas has come down, but the grocery store hasn't come down. Have you bought milk or bread or peanut butter or, you know, stuff like that recently? Well, and certainly, how about meat and, you know, steak or chicken or so forth? It's all expensive. So, yeah, I would totally agree. People are running out of excess cash. So, of course, retail sales have been quite strong for the last few months, and everyone gets quite excited about that. But actually, if you look at what's going on, the household savings ratio has been run down, and in fact, real income growth has been negative for 3 months, Watling said. So it's not quite all good news. I mean, quite the reverse. I think there are some real challenges coming for the U.S. consumer. His comments were made even as data suggests that U.S. economy may have turned in another stellar performance heading into the final part of the year. Gross domestic product, or GDP, posted a 4.9% annualized gain for the third quarter, according to a Commerce Department report on Thursday. The latest GDP data reflects the strongest U.S. economic output since the final 3 months of 2021, when growth was just shy of 7%. Many strategists, asset managers, and CEOs remain concerned about the longer-term economic outlook and will continue to closely monitor forward-looking signals for clues on whether the U.S. can avoid a recession. The U.S. economy and its pivotal consumer component, because remember, folks, consumer spending, that's two-thirds of the economy right there. The U.S. economy and its pivotal consumer component have been written off many times before, but the Federal Reserve's move to keep liquidity flowing in the sector has partly helped to keep growth afoot. They go on to say, but what we see in the margins, the consumer is under a lot of pressure. And in fact, the labor market is under a lot of pressure as well. We had good payrolls had a good payrolls month, but if you look at a lot of the indicators where the labor market is likely to go, a lot of them are fraying at the edges, Watling says. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. When we head over here, we've got an interesting story out of Reuters. Markets are down and as earnings roll in and as investors are assessing the economic data. Dateline New York, U.S. stocks tumbled on Thursday, dragged by tech and tech-adjacent mega-cap shares as investors digested mixed quarterly earnings and signs of economic resiliency that could encourage the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates at a restrictive level longer than expected. All three major U.S. stock indexes in the red and all remain on track for weekly declines. So, you know, of course, you know, look at the stock market and people look at it differently. It means, you know, but a lot of people are not in the stock market in terms of buying and selling stocks. They may have their mutual fund there or they have their 401k, which is tied in to these things and so forth. And so they can see it in a macro impact if they go and check their balances and so forth. But it's not just whether the stock market, you know, closed up today or closed down today. It's, again, really right there at the ground level where you are buying milk and bread and eggs and, you know, staples that you need to buy and things that typically would just be kind of part of your life that you'd be buying but weren't the sole defining factor as to how you view your economic situation. And since that's becoming now the touchstone, I think it's a lot more impactful to people's lives and whether or not they are going to hold on to their cash, not make a big purchase. Or just simply pull back generally and then everything starts to suffer. So, you know, and I hope not, you know, and we're heading into the holiday season here and people are still going to spend money. They're still going to, you know, buy Christmas presents and things like that. But I don't think that they're going to go all out, as they might have. So, you know, this is Bidenomics and now you've got the uncertainty of other factors in the world and so forth. But honestly, the Fed could keep the rates there, you know, till kingdom come. And, you know, I don't think it's going to, it's not going to make people, you know, feel better. In fact, it's going to make them feel worse. What they want to see is the energy prices coming down. They want to see the interest rates coming down. Because no matter what, if the consumer feels like, and that's a huge component, if they feel like things aren't right, they're not going to feel comfortable in purchasing a new home or trying to get money out of their home or try to do all those things that people can do when the money is a little easier to come by and things start to stagnate. I mean, look at the, you know, all the contractors and so forth that can flourish and thrive better when people are able to make those home improvements. But if they're not taking the money out and they're not making those improvements, well, then you got people sitting on the sidelines. So it's all connected. And you know what else? We're going to continue to connect with you on the other side of your top of the hour news this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Heading into hour number 4 of the program with our good friend, Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.